Okay, I think that's us going. Yes, it's Ian Murray, Member of Parliament for Edinburgh South. Well, in the Smith Agreement that was put together by the cross-party body last year, it called for the devolution of the work programme, which is the government scheme to get people from welfare and into work. And what my bill will do will bring forward the devolution of those powers and devolve immediately the powers to both the Scottish Parliament, but also we're calling on those powers to be devolved from the Scottish Parliament in Edinburgh to local authorities. Well, actually, the work programme, when it was first launched, had a statistically poorer rate than actually doing nothing in terms of getting people off welfare into work. And in Scotland, it has a much lower success rate than any English region. Only one in five people are in work at the end of the scheme. So what we are saying is local authorities are best placed to know their local job markets and are therefore best placed to be able to deal with the work programme for maximum effect. So we're asking for it to be devolved immediately to Scotland and for the Scottish Parliament to devolve those powers immediately down to local authorities. And that's backed by the local authority leaders in Glasgow, Aberdeen and Edinburgh, who are looking for those powers as quickly as possible. Well, it's in the Smith Agreement, so it will go through after the next general election in Labour's Home Rule Bill, which will be part of the first Queen's Speech. But what we'd like to see happen is for the government to agree with this 10-minute rule bill to devolve the job creation powers to the Scottish Parliament as soon as possible so that local authorities can get on with creating jobs, getting people back to work and making sure Scots can benefit from the work programme. Well, the Smith Agreement's in place. Every party has said whoever wins the next general election will put together a Home Rule Bill in the first Queen's Speech. The Labour Party have committed to a Home Rule Bill in the first Queen's Speech, so they will go through in May or June of next year. But what we're saying is these powers can be transferred fairly quickly, and if they support my bill in the House of Commons on February the 11th, we should be able to get those job creation powers into Scotland and then out to local authorities as quickly as possible. Well, it's not just about getting people into work, it's also about getting people into properly paid jobs. We've seen too many jobs that are zero-hour contracts or are part-time, and we want to outlaw exploitative zero-hour contracts, make sure people can get into full-time work that's better paid, and that's why we're committing fully to the living wage and to an increase in the national minimum wage. So it's about not just getting people into work, but it's about getting them into highly skilled jobs that can be paid properly so they can live their lives in a proper fashion. That seems fine, no problem at all.